What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is not a discussion criticizing the kids who do this.
Okay.
They work hard. They are talented. They have found their place to fit in the world, and it's a beautiful thing.
All right.
But an effort to give them an audience does create a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, they deserve every clap round of applause they
sure.
get. But those claps should just be from the people they know, right?
Yeah. Okay. Your immediate circle.
You're right? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It's High School Musical season in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
Or at least it's coming up on it. So over the next few weeks, kids who have been working hard for months will be putting on shows in schools in every town. And if you are a theater family, you know what a huge deal it is for every kid in every one of these shows.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure, a lot of excitement.
Yes. It seems, Tommy, someone, in an effort to give these kids even more attention for what they're doing, put out a list of dates, times, locations, and shows of every High School Musical that will be happening over the next couple of weeks in the greater Rochester area.
So they just sent that out like a family newsletter to the family?
No, they shared it online.
Oh.
For folks who, if they wanted to go to these shows.
Okay. I don't know these kids. I'm excited to go see some local theater.
That's the impression I'm getting.
Community theater. School theater.
School theater. And I'm sure the person who put this list together, their heart was in the right
place.
Oh,
sure.
They want these kids to have a big crowd. And again, these kids deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can't go to a High School Musical when you're not connected to any of the kids. Right?
I can't imagine. I don't know anybody that has.
Do people do that?
I'm just a fan of High School Musical. I just go there. Like, I have season tickets almost to, Pittsburgh School Musical.
What about Penville? Did you get them in Penville?
Penville. I don't know what they're doing out there.
Four P-towns, and you couldn't get one. You couldn't get one of them.
I feel like it's a big, grandparent activity.
Yeah,
but you would have a grandchild.
No, but, I think that would be something, my grandma would take me to because she would think I would have enjoyed it as a kid.
Okay,
even though we didn't know anybody in it, but it was something going on locally that you could take a kid to.
But let's say my wife and I, we both retire, right?
Yeah.
And we don't know anybody.
Yeah.
But we go down to the school to see the plays.
Mm.
That's weird.
No, because to Kimmy's point, I have personal experience with this. I was in Guys and Dolls when I was in eighth grade at Gates Chalet Middle School. Brought the house.
That's when gangsters were fat.
When were gangsters not? Did you not see The Sopranos?
Sinatra was very slimming.
What are you talking? Have you not seen any gangster movie?
Christopher was thin.
Half of the nicknames start with fat. Just fat and then insert Italian name.
Defending his role.
I'm just saying.
You're not wrong.
There's one group of gangsters that are always fat.
I got a sandwich right here. It's going to go straight to my rear.
A lot of moobs in there.
How'd you know I was Benny South Street? That's the song that I was singing. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, that with that musical, they had the old folks show on Thursday at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was kind of a big elderly activity for the community.
But I don't want to do that before I die.
I get it, but some people do.
But it's weird, man.
All right, look, let's make an exception. Okay, Kimmy, what's the age where you could have no connection and it would not look weird going to a High School Musical?
75?
Average life expectancy is 75. If you're dead, you can go.
Well, around the age you start to have grandkids. So maybe
55.
In your 60s.
Well, 55.
Yeah. But you don't have a kid in the game. No family in the game. In the play.
I think Kimmy's right. Those old folks, by the way, I also found it funny. It's the first show you always did.
Yeah.
Hey, we're working the kinks out. This is what you get, old people. No, I get that. Okay, fine. So can we go? Can we agree? Let's go 60.
All right.
If you are 60 and older.
So that's me.
Okay. Yeah, you could go if you wanted to.
Yeah,
I would.
I'm not going.
Okay. But if you're under the age of 60, with this person sharing all of these musicals and dates and everything for all the school, 252 WCMF, buying a ticket, walking into a high school auditorium to see a rendition of Les Mis or Grease or whatever, put on by teenagers you've never met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that feel uncomfortable?
Because it's not something, without being mean, it's amateur theater.
No.
I mean, there's like, if you're a fan of theater,
okay.
We have Jiva, we have the RBTL, you have streaming services. Like, to go watch kids trying out something they may or may not be good at is great for them, but I don't think I could sit there and be entertained by it over and over again and think like I'm a fan of this.
I think you're misunderstanding my question. Remember in the beginning of this discussion when I said, this is not criticizing
I'm not criticizing these kids. They're just starting out,
okay.
And they're trying. I just don't want to watch you try.
Okay.
I don't think that's mean to say. Like, nobody's good at anything when you first start. I get it. That's why you subject your family to it.
Will you stop saying words, you monster? You monster. What I'm saying is, if you wanted to go.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go, why does it feel uncomfortable being in a high school auditorium as a grown person with no connection to the kids?
It looks kind of creepy.
It is a performance, so they're putting on a performance.
I know, but like, there's usually... It's the only time you're welcome there. Because like, I couldn't just go there to go, hey, you know what I'm a fan of? Watching kids read. Can I just come in and watch the kids learn today? I find that fascinating. You couldn't do that, right? But they open up the doors wide open for you to watch this.
Well, yeah, because they're putting on a show, dumbass.
Yes, I get
it's like you doing, I do a radio show, and then someone would be like, hey, can I watch you shower? Well, I listen to you on the radio. Let me come watch you shower.
But I guess...
What the hell kind of argument is that?
Sorry. I just don't think...
Sorry, Kimmy, you said...
It's the only time I want your ass there.
Okay, so...
Dumbass.
Depending on where you live, you may go to, like, you know, the Friday night football game or something like that. If it's
you know, the big thing
going on in your community. I guess if you're into musicals and theater, it's kind of like doing the same, right? Going to support the local high school's play.
All right, to that point, Rachel on Facebook, she says, this isn't fair. Talking about, again, just to catch up. I'm sorry, there's a lot happening here as Tommy's being the worst human being that ever existed. Somebody has put together a list of all of the high school musicals in the greater Rochester area, dates, times, performances, and like put them out. So if you wanted to go see a high school musical, you could go.
Yeah.
And I guess the idea is people that aren't connected to it. And I'm not, these kids are talented as hell. It just feels weird as an adult to go to that show. Rachel writes, to your point, this isn't fair. There are lots of people who go to high school basketball or football games that don't have kids there. Why should those kids get big crowds, but musicals are weird? It's a valid point.
Yeah, well, I also... I'm kind of weirded out by a guy my age sitting up in the stands, doesn't have a kid in a game here, is just watching a game.
I go to an Aquinas football game. There are 40 guys your age.
Yeah.
Also with fat then Italian nickname afterwards. Nobody bats an eye.
Guys also love to brag about when they saw an athlete before they, you know, made it in college or the pros, where I know people who are really, really into musicals and they will brag about seeing somebody that's now on Broadway. Like, obviously the average person may not know that, but people who are in that community are like, yeah, they're like, you know, a leading role in this famous play now.
Well, look, I mean, there's a woman whose name we should not know, and that sounded bad when I said Renee Fleming from Rochester.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she did musical theater here in Rochester.
Yeah,
when she
my
was
aunt was a,
kid. A
huge fan of this woman.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Like, she made it all the way to Lincoln's Center.
But the fact that you and I, the idiots that we are, know her name tells you that she is extraordinary.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody watched her as a freshman, sophomore, junior.
And you didn't
senior.
Realize you were watching probably one of the greatest singers on the planet.
But and I'm sure in that moment, though, you were blown away by the talent the kid had at that age.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I would love, if we'd ever had this conversation, if I, for some reason I walked in here one day, man, I got to tell you guys something. Me and the missus slid out to the high school, caught a hell of a musical. This kid, I saw it bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You two.
No, we wouldn't.
Oh, my God. Your wife, I walked into the wrong goddamn room, woman. Because you're snappy
ass.
Worked
at the school. I would not find that weird at all.
Like a goddamn hawk.
If you and your wife went, I would be surprised that you went. But I would think that's adorable. And like I said, your wife worked at the school. It makes perfect sense why she would want to go to something like this.
That's how you do it. You do the little teapot. I'm a little teapot. I'm Kimmy. I'm so cool.
You're losing your mind. He's losing it.
You're so great, Tommy. I'm so glad you've expanded your mind, Tommy. You're so full of it, man.
Wait, why are you getting mad that I'm not calling you weird?
Because you lie. Teapot lie.
I don't know what's happening.
He's just going off like a car alarm because
you know I'm right.
I just said I wouldn't find it that weird because your wife worked at the school. I could see her wanting to attend this. I would be surprised that you went along
and
with
it. I'm bragging about all the talent I saw. But these kids today, I'm telling
you. No, you're an old agent from the 50s now. 252 WCM. Let's talk to Darcy. Hey, Darcy, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I just got to tell you, I don't think you guys are giving these performers enough credit. They are outstanding, especially the ones in high school. I was amazed. I used to take my kids when they were little, and I still go as an adult, and my kids are outgrown and out of the house. I mean, granted, I'm a woman, so I guess it's not that weird, but...
Okay, but let's walk down that road, actually. So, Darcy, I would like to, again, make one thing clear. There is a single person in this room who was like,
I wasn't really being derogatory about what I said
about
them.
You could not have been more derogatory!
I just said they're young and they're starting out. It's,
okay.
You know,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But Darcy, you said it's different as a woman. Like, all right, so in all sincerity, if you saw, do you know what Tommy looks like?
Yes.
Yes. How's that mean?
Unfortunately, I have seen this man. So, Darcy, let's say you're there with your kids. And you see Tommy Mulet by himself in his maroon platform bowling shoes and his quarter zip walk through that door with a program in his hand. Would that be suspicious to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
No, don't.
Okay,
look,
I do have to give Tommy, I'm going to say this, and I don't know if it's a compliment for Tommy or not, but you dress like somebody who appreciates theater.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Hey, right. So Darcy, do you still go to these shows or not?
I do. I think they're great. I live in Greece now, and they're wonderful.
You can hear, bravo, bravo, encore, encore.
Well, no, I mean, look, in all sincerity, like, Greece Athena,
oh, yeah.
Doesn't it have,
they've,
like...
They've put out some Broadway stars.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Darcy, thank you for the call.
Wait, they got Broadway stars?
Yeah, I think one of... they have an alumni who was or is one of the leading roles in, like, Wicked on Broadway.
Damn.
How about that, Dick?
Well, wow, I'm not saying
these
some kids
are in it, but
oh,
I know they
were. Here we go. Here we go.
No, I've already said it enough.
No, look at you. Oh, were you scared? You scared ass.
No,
Mickey.
I don't want
to. Oh, my ass, Tommy, and I got a penis I won't say out loud because I thought I was being nice and criticizing children.
I'm not criticizing.
Okay, just in one sentence.
But you're learning. You're trying. I get it, but you're not going to be great at it.
Oh, there are
kids. It takes time.
There are kids that are great at it. And by the way, you're not giving enough credit to the experience these kids already have in High School Musical. Some of these kids have been doing it since they were little.
I understand.
You don't. They have acting and musical camps all summer.
I know. I remember they had drama kids here, that camp that they people send their kids to.
You know the old comedy club in Henrietta?
Yeah.
They run a musical camp all summer.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's year round
like
though.
This.
Is it
yeah.
still there?
I know one of my daughter's hockey teammates
yeah.
does it.
And I think they're
drama
pretty
kids,
competitive
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
not
yeah.
according to Tommy. Hey, well, you show up, you go, la, 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 la. Get the hell out of here. Hell out of here. 252 to BCMF again. We're talking about somebody put out a list of all the musicals in the greater Rochester area, all the high schools musicals coming up this season. And I guess the idea is to get more people out to see them. We're having a discussion about how appropriate it is for not having any connection. I do think that, as we'll go to the phones in a second, guys. I'm sorry. The point that the last woman just made is a valid point, that any woman of any age could get away with
this. Oh, yeah, women, yes.
You would have to have a woman with you.
Right. For me to be a single, I'm 65 years old, I wear hearing aids, I walk in, I sit down by myself, I look like a weird, lonely old man.
I don't know why you wouldn't look like somebody's grandpa, in all honesty.
No, but I'm sitting by myself.
Or uncle, or, yeah, some family member attending.
It would have to be a great uncle.
Yeah, where's my woman?
Where's my
what?
Woman?
Yeah.
You could be single.
I mean, no,
there
Denise.
There are a lot of single great uncles out there.
So I'm a widowed,
no.
lonely.
Lifetime bachelor, single great uncle.
Lifetime bachelor is got to be the worst. So, like, I never hooked up.
Hey, man, look, I don't think I'm breaking news here. There's a lot of Lifetime bachelors that go to the musical theater.
Yeah, but don't you think those dudes are weird?
Like,
you know, they have multiple hats for their cats.
Boy, they went to hatcats.com?
Oh, yeah.
Not their, competitor, cathats.com? Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, how you doing?
Good, man.
I can think of an example, actually I know of an example, of a single male going to musical theater, and my daughter was a theater kid and also did vocal groups, and her vocal director used to go to the musical theater shows of all the kids that were in the group.
Okay, but he did have a connection.
But he's in the business.
Yeah. He's in the business.
Right, but like they were all over the county, so I mean, it like nobody would know that he had a connection to the kid.
Yeah. All right. All right.
So he, I bet you he's got some stories. Though. I'm sure he got some looks if you talk to that guy.
Well, I don't know.
I just assume you're a family member or somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I went to a bunch of these, and there were guys that would walk in, and you just figured they were somebody's grandpa or uncle or something like that.
Okay, so yeah, we have someone that's in this world, by the way, now, idiot, and you're just, like, blowing him off.
Who?
You! David's in this world. We can ask him all the questions we want. You're like, yeah, let me tell you how it is, though, Dave. All right, Dave. I mean, maybe it's possible that the theater community is just more accepting outsiders than any other community we're a part of.
They would be accepting.
I would say they are. I mean, just by nature of the community, they're more accepting than other people.
All right, so you're telling us then, in your humble opinion, how long were you a theater dad for, Dave?
Minimum 14 years.
Okay, so that's a long...
14 years?
Yeah, that's the thing about kids. They just keep getting older.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, so Dave, if Tommy or I were to walk in to a high school performance, that would not be inappropriate.
No, because, I mean, they would people would assume you have some association with the kids.
Well, say I don't.
They did, but nobody would care.
Okay.
They'd assume you did, and even if you didn't, you're supporting the arts.
Okay, so, I mean, Tommy, it's an us problem, not a them problem.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dave, thank you for clearing that up, buddy. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
There goes Theater Dad Dave.
You know what bothered me? Like, a lot of these have intermission, right? Like, you go out to the lobby. Yeah. That would be weird. I had to stay in my seat.
Yeah, but with your prostate, you can't stay in your seat.
I'm on the pill. I got the prostate pill. No, but that would be weird, like, going out and mingling as a single old man walking around.
You could just stay in your seat, you know.
No, but let's
nobody's
say,
right. I mean, that would be weird.
That also looks weird. I'm like the only guy sitting there.
Yeah, but how are you going to buy a brownie or a piece of coffee cake?
That's true. I love me some coffee cake.
I will say this. I have gone to a couple of musicals, friends of my daughter,
yeah,
or kids who live in the neighborhood,
yeah,
right? And they do have dynamite snack bars. like,
and you're always like your peak snack time. Like, you can't pass up those brownies once you see them.
Here's the best part. With these Kimmy high school theaters,
yeah,
you can't bring food into the theater, so you get to eat it as fast.
Then you
got
to scarf it
down. Oh, which is good. Like, oh, I have no choice. All right, let's take a break.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the biggest spousal argument no one talks about.
Oh.
And it put one man in handcuffs.
Handcuffs?
These take time. They cost a ton of money.
Yeah.
They take help from husbands who may think they have better things to do. And if you really wanted to cause problems in your relationship, this would be the first thing to attack.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man in Wayne County is under arrest after a domestic incident. But it's not the type of domestic incident we're used to seeing in the news.
No.
This did not get physical. The man, who looks to be in his 50s, was arrested on Saturday after police say he dumped used diesel oil on shrubs and landscaping around the house.
So he killed the landscaping with fuel.
Yeah, I mean, that would kill it. Right?
But it's his stuff.
Probably not. You're not thinking here.
Is he renting?
Nope. Oh. Try again.
Living with somebody?
A woman?
All right.
These seem like her shrubs and landscaping.
Oh, was it his property?
No, it may have been his property.
Yeah.
It may have been his house.
Yeah.
But he killed all the shrubs and bushes around the house.
Okay.
He's been charged with criminal mischief. He has a court date coming up. Right now, there are two reactions coming from the people that can hear us.
Mm.
There are gardeners who are appalled.
Yeah.
This man would do what police said he did.
Yeah.
And there are folks married to gardeners who, although maybe not cheering him on, get it.
Yeah.
And Tommy, I'm going to say some things. And the second you think I'm wrong, I want you to jump in and correct me.
Okay. Okay? Are you ready to go.
On the whole, way more female gardeners than guy gardeners?
Oh, probably, yeah. Okay.
If there was a person in a relationship who is the gardener, it's the wife most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most men hate their wife's garden.
Yes. Okay.
Takes up time.
Mm-hmm.
Costs way more money than it's worth.
It's all that landscaping and stuff, sure.
Yeah, like to your point, like despite it being her project, you are left to do a ton of work when I just need a little help with something. I just need a little help. Back-breaking labor that takes hours from your weekend.
It does.
When they decide they want to do their hobby.
Yeah.
Now, if the allegations are true, obviously this guy should be punished because he may have ruined God knows how many hours putting in this garden.
That could be expensive.
Oh, yes. That being said, you can't tell me there aren't a ton of husbands listening right now that haven't had this fantasy.
Of just poisoning the garden.
Maybe it's not oil. Maybe it's fire.
Yeah,
maybe it's salt.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you just kicking it.
Yeah, but then it makes your house look crappy.
Okay, don't care.
And you're just going to have to go out there, grab a shovel, and start digging.
Because even if it is her project, like you say, you still want it to look nice. Like you don't want to be that neighbor with the crappy landscaping.
Don't care.
Well, you don't.
Don't care.
But I'm guessing most guys do.
I am having the wrong argument in the wrong room right now. Because you know what?
Even my husband, like, he hates doing it, but he doesn't want to look like the crappy house where stuff's dead.
Oh, no.
I got a buddy like that, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So my wife's landscaping looks terrible?
No. Her choice in yardmen is deplorable.
I told my wife, right? God bless you. You do whatever you want. I ain't helping.
But you're not a yard person.
No, I'm not.
Your
Why?
Old man
what's the
wasn't
point?
Either.
No, what's the point? I got enough stuff going on. I'm not going to add flowers.
You don't get satisfied when it looks nice.
No, do not care. Does not do anything for
but
me.
But that was his old man.
I know.
Well, I'm right here.
No, but your old man was the same way.
I don't
care. Because, like this whole daddy. Thing, even if you felt satisfied by killing all the stuff, well, all right, I guess I'll get to fixing it now. Yeah. Like, what? I don't get the why you'd be happy about it.
So you're thinking there's always somebody that wishes this stuff would just go away.
I'll go even further. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The biggest source of stress in a marriage that nobody talks about.
What's that?
Is the garden.
The yard work.
The garden, whatever it is.
Well, gardens are,
I'll
landscaping.
Mow a lawn. I'll mow a lawn, right? Yeah. If I got to do that, I'll.
But you're not happy about it.
Well, look, you got to do what you got to do.
You put the puss on.
It's like doing laundry. I don't love doing laundry. I'll do laundry. I'll mow the lawn. I'll trim the weeds, right?
Yeah.
But the garden is unnecessary. The flowers are unnecessary.
Well, if it's there, though, you got to take care of it.
Not necessarily.
Like, even if you didn't put it in, if you bought the house, you can't just, like, let it go.
Okay, here's
it. Then it just looks like crap.
Creates more problems.
Okay. You look like one of those Catskill resorts that got abandoned in the 70s.
Hey, Shecky had a lot of good times in that resort.
And you can still hear him to this day.
Look,
yeah,
this has become a problem in my marriage. And it's because you ladies just don't know. When
you keep saying you ladies. I think that might be the wrong assumption.
Am I wrong? 252-WCMF? Did I not say that most women are gardener? If the gardener, it's going to be the woman in the house. And you agreed with me, even though you're a flower bitch.
Yes, I am. Big old flower bitch.
Like, my dad isn't, I wouldn't call him a gardener, but he's very particular and wants things to look nice. And I think he's almost pickier about it than my mom.
No, and based on all the way you've described your dad on the show, he seems like a well-adjusted, normal man.
I think you're the one that's not normal here.
Okay, let me break this down. Mm. My wife has enveloped our home in plants.
Yeah.
You guys witnessed it when I thought I was having a stroke that day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many places I've had to go to get a special kind of mulch, some weird plant that she can't carry on her own.
Yeah.
Like 30 to 60 minute drives because someone who knows someone who knows someone told her that the best whatever plant is at this nursery in Ontario County. It sucks.
Yes,
it ain't just an old lady thing anymore. My wife has been doing this since I was in my mid-20s. There are plenty of 30 and 40-something husbands who are dealing with this right now. You're in the prime of your life.
Yeah.
The prime of your life. It's not like you're retired and you're just sitting around not doing anything and you can help her. I got stuff to do, man. And now we're going to spend 2 hours planting a baby, an organic baby apple tree. I got 4 of them in my backyard. $70 each.
That's a lot of apples.
Get the hell out of my face.
But you would never. Like, your wife likes nice things, and she likes aesthetically the house to look nice. Like, she's got, she's fashionable, she likes to travel, she likes good food, she likes nice things.
Bitch.
You've never got that gene because it never ran in your family. Your family, you don't care. Like, your old man didn't care how the house looked?
Well, but no, but he does. I think that he does care. This just isn't your project, because we talked the other day, I'm surprised you don't have a an ice rink in your backyard. Yes. You're like, oh, I would. I've looked into it. I did the research. I would definitely have one if my backyard was more level.
Yeah, it's the
ice. And you know, like, how many hours of work and maintenance it would take to maintain an ice rink in your backyard. You were willing to do that, but you don't want to carry a plant from the car to the backyard.
And I'll explain why. There's a very simple solution. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this man out in Wayne County. He looks to be in his 50s. He was arrested on Saturday after police say he dumped used diesel oil on shrubs and landscaping around the house. Police say it was domestic.
Yeah, he must have been having a ball when he was doing it.
He's got a court date coming up. He's been charged with attempted criminal mischief. When it comes to the ice hockey rink, you get things from that. My daughters and I, we get to spend quality time together. We're all going to get exercise. It's a fun, unique thing to have.
You just bought it for yourself.
Yes, but that's something. What do I get out of a flower? What does my wife get out of a flower?
Aesthetically, the house looks nice.
It looks nice, and your daughters probably spend time with her doing that, too.
Okay.
They're also learning something and getting outside.
My kids hate it, too. My wife is on her own. She is a woman alone with her plants.
Like, I see a guy with hockey rink in his backyard. Mm-hmm. I only have one thing: white trash with cash.
Oh, you hear that, hockey rink boys?
You white trash with cash.
It's not white trash. It's cool as
bro,
hell.
It's white trash, but you got bank.
Oh, let me ask you.
They're not cheap.
I disagree with that, though, because I think that I do know a couple guys who have done this in their backyard, and they're super particular about their yard. Like, they also maintain everything else that is around their house.
Okay. Well, look, you guys were coming to the defense of my wife. She likes to look nice. And
no, I'm just saying we get it.
So right now, my wife, her new thing, the last couple of years, it's called growing things from seed. So she starts.
So she's really going full on gardener.
Oh, yeah. She starts the plants.
She grows them inside.
Yeah, she's been growing inside for three weeks now.
Yeah.
They have taken over.
That's a ton of work.
Our dining room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't eat anyway.
Nightly.
When you go in there, pick the seeds out at night, call it dinner with your kettlebell.
You literally just had a whole bag of baby carrots that Breezy made fun of you for eating. My wife, the other night, made me come into the room where the plants are growing and say nice things to them.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Oh, what happened? You're not as vehement as you were a second ago.
You had to talk to
my them. Let me say that again.
And by the way, you're also the wrong person for that.
Why is that?
I didn't hear anything nice come out of your mouth.
No one's the right person for that. She made me.
What'd you just do?
I was like, wow, you guys, you look great.
How's that scene going?
You like to sing? Good. The guitar out? Play them a little tune?
Oh, you could have.
My wife talks to her plants on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But she's good at gardening, so it's working.
Yeah, no. Is that what you were going to say?
No, I mean, what?
My wife
talks
to her plants.
Yeah, that's great. She should.
So you talk to your plants.
No, I talk to a vegetable every day. Good enough for me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what happened a second ago? You were, what, is that crazy? Does it make her a crazy person?
No, of course not.
No, not a crazy
person. She's one of the good ones.
You puss-ass bitch. I just don't understand the payoff. And I get that you're talking about the aesthetically pleasing. But here's the thing.
It's value to your home.
It doesn't.
Yeah, curb appeal definitely does.
However, you've never appreciated good landscaping before, have you?
Do you hear what you just said, you old woman?
Like, you've never sold a home.
Have you ever driven by somebody's house and you're like, wow, that's beautiful. That
looks
amazing.
You've never sold a home. The first thing that a realtor's going to say, eye appeal, curb appeal.
I hear you. Like, right now, you got to do everything you can to make sure you get as much money
for your house.
This
market ain't
going
to stay like this forever, buddy boy.
When it comes to the payoff, if you garden for food, unless you have an actual farm, it's not enough food to make a difference in your family.
You're right.
If you are gardening for beauty, like the flowers and shrubs, the curb appeal, as you put it, it's just going to die in a few months.
Yeah, and then it comes back.
No, sometimes.
But you also got to cut it back.
That's just it. You spend all this money, you put in all this work.
Good exercise for you.
It's going to die. I don't get it. There is nothing else in this world where the effort versus results is so out of whack. My wife is going to spend 100 hours this summer between her flowers and the food garden that she has in the backyard. Yeah. And in the end,
she enjoys it. It's getting outside.
It's therapeutic, too.
It is exercise.
Fine.
She wanted to hear you breaking down the Sabres game from last night, walk around the house.
No, but here's the thing.
Tell you stupid jokes.
Like, what are you doing while she's doing that?
What do you think he's doing?
I'm wondering.
Flapping.
Working on this show. Because my back's killing me from carrying it out.
Well, you better do some more lifting. Show sucks.
No, but here's the thing, man. If she was just doing it on her own, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. It's when she comes to me and is like, oh, can I have a little? Now I got 3 hours of my life.
But
I'm covered
in
dirt.
But you both own the home together. Like you should participate a little
bit. And you
got
in shape. You're doing your kettlebell. You can't carry a couple of plants.
Shut up.
What is it? be ready to get ready. You don't do anything.
Hashtag stay ready.
For
so you
what?
Don't have to get ready.
Every opportunity that comes from not picking something up, you bail.
Not flowers, man.
You should just. You just should go back to 300 pounds.
I would love to be 300 pounds again. How many times do I have to tell you? This sucks. Everything about it sucks. I hate eating right. I hate working out. I hate gardening. I would love to be the blob that I once was, but now I have children. There's nothing I can do about it.
Can't go back now.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, man?
Pat, the reason why you can't have plants and talk to them, because you have this incredibly loud, high pitch screech when you talk. Like, loud.
What do you mean?
I can see the needles on your equipment, like burying it. The red spot. You know?
All right, Chris, are you a gardener, my friend?
Oh no, I am not. I'm too lazy to be a gardener.
Okay, you're on my side, bitch. What are you coming after me for? Chris, do you have anyone in your house that's a gardener?
Yes, I do. My girlfriend is.
Okay. Is what I'm saying ringing true, or do you enjoy her gardening hobby?
It just kills me watching her do it, if that makes any sense.
It does.
She's good. She grows a lot of vegetables, which is great. I can't fault her for that.
You don't eat them, though.
I do.
I don't know. You ain't got vegetable voice, bro.
No, you don't at all.
And we get these, like, huge tomatoes. It's incredible. Incredible. But she's good at it. It's more power to her, I think.
All right, she's standing right next to him right now.
That's yeah, I can tell.
Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
No. Yeah, you're also a guy that lost a ton of weight. You lost over, what, 250 pounds?
No, I lost 100
pounds.
Keeps
going up.
I would be dead if I lost 250 pounds.
Well, maybe I was just wishful thinking. So that doesn't eat vegetables.
I do eat vegetables.
No, you don't.
I eat vegetables every day. That's all I eat.
But you don't even like them. Like,
oh my God, do you hear this prissy ass bitch?
He eats a salad every day.
No, but I'll bring up this or that. Like the things I come in and
yeah.
eat.
Yeah. Like, well, you're like an extreme. I mean, you don't even dip. You just eat straight up baby carrots.
You shouldn't dip. Dipping will kill you.
I don't know. I'm going to go vegetables. I need to enjoy it a little
bit. You know, this country didn't have dips until the 1970s.
Yeah, it's true. We looked into it.
No, yeah. Nixon passed the Dip Act in 72.
I remember that press conference that he gave when he
You can dip all you want now with your carrots and your celery. And get out there and garden and support America with dips.
But you remember, he only did that because of the ideas that JFK had in regards to dips.
I say by the end of this century, blue cheese on every table. Dip your crust with your pizza pie. Delicious.
And I mean, it takes a while for these to snowball. Because it was Roosevelt initially who wanted more dips in this country.
I say, all we have to fear,
it's Nixon doing Roosevelt with a little JFK.
I get up and have some dip, but my legs don't work. Helen has to bring the dip over.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You like the sunrise?
Hell yeah.
How about two sunrises, bro?
How's that work?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This weekend, another major celestial event.
Ooh, what are we getting?
It's called a double sunrise.
Never heard of this one.
What, do you get drunk and go outside?
Yeah, that's what it is, stupid. So this weekend, March 29th, the moon silhouette will give the sun a crescent shape. And as the sun rises on March 29th, folks that can see will be able to check out what appears to be two separate horns of the sun emerging from the horizon.
Okay.
The double sunrise.
All right.
So it's all an illusion?
Well, yeah. I think if all of a sudden there were two suns, we'd have some serious trouble.
Yeah, we're too close. Yeah, or something.
I thought it meant something else.
Too close to the other sun.
Like another galaxy or something?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works. So it'll look like the silhouette of two suns, same time.
Yep.
Coming at you.
Double sunrise.
All right.
Yeah. And it looks like in our area.
It's going to be too cloudy. It's always too freaking cloudy for this crap.
Well, let's check. March 29th.
I think it's like rain.
It's Friday, right?
No, Saturday.
Saturday?
So. It said March 20th. I'll be honest with you.
It is Saturday.
Okay. So
yeah, it's going to be too cloudy.
God, just shut up. Did you even look? Saturday, 29th. Cloudy. Okay, so maybe
it's always cloudy right now.
Okay, maybe in all the right. morning it won't be as cloudy. I don't know. By the way, like you're not going to already be up. The sun rises at 7 a.m.
I know.
Or 6:55. Like you will have been up for 4 hours at that point.
Will.
I'm not going to look outside like those other suckers looking at the double sunrise. You know, we talk all the time since the eclipse about how common these celestial events are.
Mm.
And again, this double sunrise comes just a few weeks after the sky blood red lunar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
It does feel like maybe being someone into like telescopes and space is a good idea because it always gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, there's always something on the calendar.
And I know that you think, Tommy, folks that use telescopes are creepy.
Perverts, yes.
But I am jealous of folks that look at this stuff and are like, what? Like, to get into it.
Yeah.
It's an easy, cheap hobby that also kind of gives the impression that you're a smart person.
It does.
Yeah, because I would think you pay attention. You'd have to pay attention to all this to put it to use, essentially.
I will say this. You're also kind of a lonely person, even if you're married. Because even on the box, it's just a guy outside of his house, like, looking out at his sky. But, like, the rest of the family's, like, inside the house. Like, he's just doing it alone.
But don't you think it's a hobby that invites curiosity? Like, if I saw my neighbor out there in their backyard with a telescope, I kind of want to see what they're looking at.
Okay, maybe once, but once you get the explanation of what he's looking at, you're never
looking at something
back.
Different every time.
No, I told you, my next door neighbor when I was a kid had a telescope. He'd invite us over all the time.
Yeah, that was that perv that made you take your shirt off for candy bars.
Yeah, but my dad wouldn't buy me the candy bars. No, he never made me take my shirt off.
You had some weirdos, bro. You lived on Pedo Boulevard.
What the hell are you talking about? There wasn't a single what?
It sounded like you lived on Pedo. Like,
I have never told a story in my life. Oh, no. It wasn't my street. There was a guy that lived like a mile away who was a single older man that had a trampoline that sprayed it with water and let us jump on it in middle school with our shirts off. That guy did not live in my neighborhood. And it wasn't until years later.
Pedo Pete.
It wasn't until years later that I was like, wait a minute.
That was a little strange, huh?
I will never forget. You know what? Well, one of our buddies figured out this guy had a trampoline. Yeah. We'd let him use it, right?
Sure.
So we would go down and jump on the trampoline. He'd just watch us jump on the trampoline. It was super cool.
And
so
he gave you some wine popsicles.
One day he's like, you know, it's really fun if we spray the trampoline with water and then, you know, you just take shirts off. Like, yeah, that sounds great. My parents never stopped us from going.
Of course not.
Oh, wow. Look,
hey, I can see him from here. He's fine.
No, they couldn't. I was a mile away. All right, let's take a break. Thanks for resurfacing that memory.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.